Hi, this is Lauren Jubilier with your Capricorn Solstice audio. Is Monday and it's a wild and crazy day today. I recently was listening to a Michael Mead podcast. And before we start, I just wanted to share a few of the pieces that I really loved that he said. He said that beauty gives us a place to stand during the whirlwind we are experiencing. And that when we over-identify with the busy speediness, the chaos of the outer world, we lose touch with ourselves. And he talked about that at the solstice, the sun stands still for 3 days on the horizon line of the earth. And really for 3 weeks, the sun stands very close to that. It's hardly moving. It's really a still point. And the symbolism of that is a reminder for us to go inside and find our stillness, even in the midst of a very busy time of year and a lot of excruciatingly stressful and painful events are happening around the world. And in so many people's lives, there's always an opportunity to drop in to oneself. And he quoted Rumi, "The true way is who you already are." And he read a poem by Kabir that I want to share with you that I think is perfect for the solstice. "Listen, friends. Don't go away. Come near. Find the antidote in the venom. Come to the root of yourself. Once you get hold of selflessness, you'll be dragged from your ego and freed from many traps. Come, return to the root of yourself. You are born from divine light and have the blessings of a good star. Why suffer at the hands of things that don't exist? Come, return to the root of yourself. You are a ruby embedded in granite. How long will you pretend it's not true? We can see it in your eyes. Come to the root of yourself." So, winter solstice this year is very interesting. We have a new moon very close to the solstice point. And in indigenous cultures who really paid attention to solstices and equinoxes and different alignments and new moons and full moons, it was the new or the full moon that was closest to the solstice or equinox points where the high ceremonies were performed. Because that's when the energy was really peaking. And so we have December 21st as the winter sol the sol the I'll call it the Capricorn solstice, because some of you live in the southern hemisphere. And it's when the sun moves into 0 degrees Capricorn. And then in the middle of the night, shortly after midnight on December 23rd, we have the new moon. We have the sun and the moon both in Capricorn. And we actually have a lot of planets in Capricorn right now, five of them. And I want to talk about that in a moment and how to work with that. So whenever we have a solstice, the sun will stand still on the horizon line for 3 days and very, very close to it for 3 weeks. And the time that we are alive, the sun is at galactic center. Galactic center is the heart of our universe. And the sun is radiating and transmitting the galactic frequencies from the heart of our universe, from the creative force of our universe, a place that many cultures have called the gateway to the divine. And it is the heart of our universe. And at solstice, that energy is really exponentially increasing the energy in the Earth's ley lines, in the power centers of the Earth. And it's really amplifying and accelerating the frequencies in our own heart. And our heart is where our oversoul field lives. Many, many mystical traditions and medicine traditions talk about how at the moment of our birth, our oversoul field, our higher self, when we take our first breath, takes up residence in our heart. And many, many traditions talk about that the heart is a portal. It is a gateway to our divinity. And it is where heaven and earth meet in the Taoist tradition and many, many traditions. Heaven, the earth energies and the galactic and the spiritual energies meet in our heart. So at the December solstice, the sun is really amplifying the energies in our heart and connecting us to the heart of the earth and connecting us to the incoming galactic frequencies coming from the heart of our universe. And that's pretty powerful. And this only happens every 26,000 years, where the sun is aligned to the galactic center at the December solstice. And because we have a new moon at this time, the moon is a galactic center as well for a few days before and a few days after the solstice. And it's just, if you can make some time to just quiet yourself and center yourself in your heart. I've been reading the book Mary Magdalene Revealed, and I hope I'm not getting this wrong. Megan Waterstone wrote this, and she has a really beautiful process that I've been working with myself and with some of my clients, called the three breaths. And it's really helpful during these really busy times that we have ways of connecting with our heart and dropping from our mental body into our heart really easily and quickly and without a lot of fuss. And by the way, that's a very Capricorn thing to do, is to find effective, simple methods that really work. And the method that I've been working with, is imagining a golden anchor from my head into my heart. And I just drop that anchor into my heart. So let's try that together. Take a deep breath and bring your awareness into your heart center. Imagine a golden anchor dropping from your mind and anchoring you into the center of your chest. And take another deep breath and acknowledge and honor that within your heart and within every cell of your body, there is a spark of your divinity. Rumi says, "The true way is who you already are." Who you already are is you're always connected to your inner divinity before you were born, while we're here, and after this life. This is who we walks with us. And let's take another deep breath. And just send an anchor, that anchor, the tree roots from the base of your spine and the bottoms of your feet down into the center of the earth, connecting your body to the body of the earth, to the spirit of the earth, connecting your heartbeat to the heartbeat of the earth. Just taking a moment to send any extra thoughts or worries or distractions down that root system into the center of the earth. Feel yourself relaxing. What we acknowledge grows. We acknowledge the spirit of the earth, the light in all life, and the spirit in all life that expands through our eyes, through our experiences. And breathe the energy of the earth up through that root system. She is a green, emerald green, crystalline light that is just filling your whole body as you breathe in. And as you exhale, kind of forming a green egg around your body that's nourishing and regenerating and protective. And take another deep breath. Just notice where there may be tension in your shoulders, or your belly, your hips. And take a few deep breaths and inviting relaxation in. Centering yourself once again in your heart. And seeing within your heart a golden star. Getting bigger and bigger and bigger until that star is radiating through your whole body in an effortless way, forming a golden egg around that green egg. And take another moment to relax. Aligning your heart to the heart of the center of our universe, to the heart of love. And take a moment. What messages does the solstice sun have for me today? What messages does my heart want to share with me today? Take as much time as you need. You can turn off the tape if you want, but I'm going to move along. If you want to make this process quicker, when you're standing in the line at the grocery store, you take a deep breath in. You send that anchor into your heart, setting the intention to be present with your heart. And then in the next deep breath, setting an intention and acknowledging that you are divine, as we all are, having a human life, and that your heart holds that wisdom. And then with the next breath, ask to listen to that wisdom, or just to feel that star expanding in your heart and radiating out. I know that for me, when I find myself getting lost in thought, all I need to do is to visualize that anchor in my heart, and then feeling that light expanding through me, and I just relax. And I can hear those simple wisdom of my heart. So, Capricorn Solstice 2022. Let's talk about that, the astrology of the solstice and the new moon happening 2 days later. This is a time where we are shifting our internal energy to break free from old patterns and how we have internalized some of the toxic patterns in our culture and our family lineage. Every solstice or equinox initiates a new season, and therefore the powerful astrological energies around that time are really the birthday of the new season. It's a 3-month window that what I'm sharing with you really is a 3-month window until we get to the next season. So we are each of us at this time cleaning up distortions
from an old era, an era that has been described as the domination of humans over nature, uneven power structures, separation of mind and body, separation, stratification in our culture, you know, colonialism, imperialism, cannibalistic capitalism, not healthy capitalism, but very unhealthy, feeling burdened, workaholism, respect for oneself that is based solely on how one is validated from the culture, how much money you have, status, how you are seen. But for many, and it's much more than that, but you have probably been aware, particularly in the past few years, of how much has come up for each of you around what's not working, what needs healing from your ancestral lineage and from how you have internalized the culture that we live in. So the solstice can help supply us with an ignition point to quicken this process, but also to dissolve into who we really are and allow that to support us in living who we really are, to find practical ways of bringing our love and our care and our kindness and our compassion and our presence more into our everyday lives. So the sun is lighting up what needs to be seen, but also connecting us with our souls so deeply, especially when we allow ourselves to be still. The energy coming in at this time is really concentrated waves of spiritual light that really helps to connect us to our inner voice of wisdom. I wake up in the morning and one of the practical things that I do that I think is helpful is I say, I am willing to connect and listen to my inner voice of wisdom. I am willing to be loving, kind, compassionate, present. I am willing to connect with that wisdom that is always within me.
And that inner voice of wisdom is usually very simple. There's usually not a lot of words. So when we discuss astrological time, we're really talking about sacred time rather than linear time. And when we look at the astrology chart of the solstices and the equinoxes, we're looking at what time is it? What energy is available for us to create with? So one of the things that's present, and I'm going to mostly talk about the new moon, which is like a day and a half after solstice. There are five planets in Capricorn. The sun, which moves into 0 degrees Capricorn on December 21st. The moon moves into 0 degree Capricorn on December 23rd. Venus is in Capricorn, Mercury is in Capricorn, and Pluto is in Capricorn, five planets. We also are seeing, within a few days, three planets crossing 0 degrees. 0 degrees is a lot like the ace in the tarot. It signals new beginnings. And the 0 degrees passed is in the signs of Earth, Capricorn, and fire. Jupiter just moves into 0 degrees Aries at the solstice. So this shift is really amplified through the whole season. And we also have, over the next 3 months, Pluto moving through the last degrees of Capricorn before it enters 0 degrees Aquarius in March. I'm going to talk about that a little bit later. But this is really defining a new era for the next 20 years. And we're kind of, that's what I'm saying, is that we are dismantling some of what is no longer part of our curriculum, what we need to clear in order to begin a new era, which we are entering. So we are dismantling how that old era shows up in us.
And a lot of this stuff has been bubbling to the surface in all of you in ways that are very obvious and stressful at times. And of course, we see that in our culture. So again, I want to just say that these 0-degree points are fertile new beginnings, and they're fertile new beginnings in air. Jupiter is moving into Aries, which is fire. It's fire. And there's all these planets in Capricorn. So we have a predominance of earth and fire present at this time of the year in 2022. And when we combine the elements of fire and earth, we get manifestation. We get the spark and the creativity and the empowerment and the ignition of the fire, but we get the grounded, wisdom, the figuring out how to do things, the willingness to build foundations. And when you think about it, if you have fire all by itself, you can get a forest fire. The fire can go out of control. But if you dig a hole in the earth and you put a nice little fire in there, you have a campfire that's warming, and it can warm you, but it's safe. And the earth creates a solid container for that fire to burn. And that is a lot of the energy that we are seeing right now. So we have Jupiter in Aries, and Jupiter will be in Aries, this entire season. And Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. She is creative and strong and empowered. She is sparkly. She likes to lead the way into new territory. She's fast moving like fire. She is courageous. She is authentic. She has the courage to be authentically herself and lead the way into new territory. She is asking you, where is your yes? What are you saying yes to? Where is your enthusiasm? And she wants to ignite that. So Jupiter is a planet that expands hope, possibility. It's a planet that is teaching us a lot about faith and how to have optimism, even in the midst of incredible turmoil. The optimism that we are moving into new territory, that the energy that we're working with is seeding that new territory, even if we don't always know where it's leading us or how it's going to work out. And then we have these five planets in Capricorn, at zero, and two of them, the sun and the moon, at 0 degrees. So healthy Capricorn, first of all, Cap is earth, slow moving, stable, practical, grounded. Healthy Capricorn likes to build the foundations that support the next 7 generations and to ask, will this work? Will this get results? Is it sustainable? This is the energy of the wise elders that ask, what commitments is required? What planning is required? And healthy Capricorn has fun with multitasking, has fun with building new things, is willing to do the work to get the job done, wants to earn your trust, wants to earn respect. And so you've got these energies having a dynamic conversation, the fiery dynamic, the intuitive spark, the yes, the enthusiasm, with the willingness to really roll up your sleeves and get to work, but to make that fun. We also have Manway at the solstice with very close to Jupiter within 1 degree. And Manway is an indigenous god that is dedicated to world renewal and divine and bringing divine intelligence, and is a symbol for the new earth. And this energy of, it's not a planet, but it's, I'm sorry, my brain's not working.
it's a mini planet, but that's not the right word. This energy of Menwe is amplified at all the solstices and equinoxes over the next few years. So again, this energy of renewal and the new earth that is being amplified during these powerful times. So, we are really being asked to step into these new, powerful, creative new beginnings. But also at the same time, we're being asked, what patterns have you outgrown? As Pluto is going through the last degrees of Capricorn, Pluto entered Capricorn for the first time in 2008, stayed there for a few months, and it was during that time that we had the financial kind of collapse of the housing market and the stock market, which was sort of a precursor to the next, between 2008 and 2022. Two, Pluto in Capricorn has really been pulling up the shadow of all of the operating systems that we are working with, and where things are not working, where there is rot in the foundation of government, in schools, in your own thought processes, in all of the structures. And, so there's this dynamic conversation between the spark of a new yes and ignition into a new era, and a dynamic conversation between being solid and rooted on a plan on how to get there and being and rewiring yourself for the most positive expression, which means also a willingness to observe the unconscious patterns that have been playing with it, have been being played out through us, and being willing to repair and to jump into a new flow. And, you know, I don't need to tell you how crazy it's been in the past couple of years as Pluto's been really, dismantling and showing us the shadow of our culture and also giving us some tools on how to shift that. So, Aries, this Jupiter in Aries, which is the planet of the spiritual teacher for the year, is also asking us to engage the trust and the innocence and the youthfulness of Aries. She's willing to just jump into things, even though she doesn't always know how it's going to work out. But she's having this conversation with the wisdom of the elders, all that Capricorn. So, as I said, the next 3 months until March, Pluto, which brings up the shadow in at whatever archetype it's in, but also it empowers that archetype to reconfigure along the positive polarity by being willing to see all the ways that the shadow is manifesting and to make changes. And we've really been immersed in that. And then in March, Pluto is going to dip into Aquarius for 3 months. Then we'll go back into Capricorn for the rest of 2023. And then in 2024, Pluto will be in Aquarius for the next 20 years until 2044. And that's going to be a really big shift. And we're getting ready for that shift over the next 3 months. As I said, you are clearing out and completing a curriculum that you may have been working with for lifetimes, years, or decades. And something is coming to a completion so that you can be ready to step into literally a new era. It is said that in the zodiac, the archetypes that come after each other are really an antidote. So the shadow of Capricorn is power over, like I said, I've already shared it with you, top down, overwork, over responsibility, over exertion, being willing to claim your self-worth only because you've done this that the culture says is okay or that, and really abandoning one's authentic self, and working too hard and getting exhausted and not having enough fun with it all. That's the shadow of Capricorn. But the healthy Capricorn is, as also I have recently described, the wisdom of the elders and enjoying building the structures that support the next seven generations. But Capricorn is earth, and it is slow, and it is about physical reality. Aquarius is an air sign, and it moves very, very fast, and it's about the invisible. The symbols for Aquarius are two squiggly lines, and they are actually the lines of frequency, energy, light, sound. So we're moving into, as we dip into Aquarius, the frequency of the invisible. And air, Aquarius is an air sign. It's rapidly moving. Air is everywhere, but we cannot see it. It is electrical. Aquarius is electrical. It is revolutionary. So we can, and very fast moving. So it seems like the changes we've been going through with Pluto and Capricorn, it's like been this slog through the shadow of our culture, and how power has manifested in really toxic ways, and how our operating systems may not be operating from that heart of our inner wisdom. And we're shifting all of that, but it's felt really slow. And as Pluto moves into Aquarius, it really activates and empowers that archetype. And we will be moving much, much faster. Things are going to move really fast. And Aquarius operates in the higher chakras, in the higher consciousness, and it's about navigating beyond materialism and acknowledging the invisible. It is associated with rapid increases in technology and in breakthroughs, expansions in consciousness, and power shifts towards collaboration and community. Aquarius loves collaboration and community, loves decentralizing power, loves liberation, and it loves to shift from domination to community and collaboration. I know that many people who I've been coaching and doing readings for and working with as a healer, there's been a theme, and that is that people want to create community and to collaborate more and more and more. So I think that's part of, or already feeling, that shift into Aquarius. So, but the shadow of Aquarius is too mental, cold, overly rational, and can be disconnected from the body. And we might be, you know, we're certainly going to be seeing rapid advances in artificial intelligence, the transhuman movement. You know, we already have too much information all the time, that, and like just being too involved with technology that can cut us off from nature. And that's the shadow of what we're going to be working with and transforming. And the way really to do that is to shift our consciousness to shift into that heart center, to shift into the higher consciousness, to be completely devoted to nature and all of life, and to be grounded, and connect the wisdom of our heart with all of these breakthroughs that will be happening, so that who we are becoming, the consciousness that we are embodying, can help us to navigate through these unprecedented times of change that will be with us very, you know, through 2024 to 2044. And if we are still together, if I'm still doing this in 25, if I'm still here, I'll be saying, remember what we thought was possible in 2022, at the end of 2022, and here we are now, that we couldn't even have imagined that we're here. And we can also see that the beginnings of the end of the fossil fuel industry, with a lot of breakthroughs in cold fusion. And yes, that's not going to be practical and sustainable yet, but it's that zero point. It's that ace. It's that new beginning that towards the end of Pluto and Aquarius is probably going to be a dominant force, or very close to being. And of course, there'll be new discoveries that we cannot imagine in health and healing that will be supportive, and some that will be scary, and that will be like, I'm not sure I can trust that. It's going to be all of it. So over the next 3 months, the shadow of Capricorn, the shadow of our old paradigms, will continue to unravel rapidly. And we are being asked to compost and throw into the cauldron for transformation And so I have an exercise for you to do, which is to acknowledge the invisible. This is getting you ready for Pluto in Aquarius. And also in March, Saturn will be moving out of Aquarius and into Pisces, which is making the invisible, making the mystical practical. So here's a practical exercise for you. Another great thing to do is every morning, acknowledge that you have never been alone, that you have always had guides. You have relationship guides and healing guides and trauma guides and business guides and meditation guides and spiritual guides. And they're your invisible teammates. And so you've got business guides. And so if you have a question, I would suggest that you invite your guides in every day, maybe in the morning, maybe at night, maybe at your lunch break, and you ask them a question. You invite them in or you ask for help with something and then just write for 10 minutes and just see what happens. If you are clear, concise, and consistent with that, you will glean rewards. And this is healthy Capricorn. This is doing something practical and tangible that can get results. At first you might feel like, oh, I'm just listening to my brain, but eventually you're going to start getting some really clear epiphanies and awarenesses. And it's just a beautiful practice along with the practice that, Megan talks about, which is the three breaths, which is breath number one, send that golden anchor from your brain and into your heart. Center yourself in your heart. Breath number two, acknowledge that within your heart is divine intelligence, is the divine. Feel that light expanding all around you and within you, and then ask for wisdom. Ask for healing from your heart. Ask for your heart to speak to you. These are some two practical practices that you can do that I think will be really, really helpful. So the other thing that's happening right now at the solstice is the United States is having its third pass of our Pluto return. And it's really asking us, can we transform what stands in the way of being of the people, by the people, and for the people? And bringing up very overwhelming experiences for us to support us in transitioning into much more of a democracy. Can we do it? Of course, in order to do this, we have to engage. We have to engage that Jupiter and Aries, that courage, the strength, and our enthusiasm for growing something new. Chiron is moving direct, by the way, 2 days after the solstice. Chiron is the healer, so there's very strong healing energy this whole season, and it's the type of healing that asks us to open ourselves up to our deepest fracture points and distilling an elixir from our perceived wounds. And that means having compassion for ourselves rather than trying to fix, bringing love, bringing light into those contracted dark places. Allowing the innate wisdom within us that knows what to do, that knows how to heal, to trust that this presence is there and to surrender to that inner love. So the energies of this season are continuing to accelerate. We are deconstructing and also birthing new beginnings that are both known and unknown. As always, I want to remind you that we are the transition team. We are the seeds that an intelligent universe has planted to navigate from one era into another. As we repair, regenerate, and grow and heal within ourselves, we radiate that out into the world, and we are guided in engaging in practical activities that help repair the world. And that is all for now. Much love to you. Bye.